Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage.
Oh, this is going to be cool. So we're going to be talking with Don from Schneider Optics.
That's correct.
You have got a case here that you're going to hook a lens to?
That's correct. We have this is called our iPro lens system.
Yeah.
And these are actually miniature versions of lenses we make for Hollywood. So they're actually professional quality lenses. If you had one of our larger lenses from Hollywood sitting side by side,
right,
you would see that they're exactly the same design, just scaled down very small.
Let's get a product shot here, guys. Go ahead.
Here, I can go ahead and pull all these out. We actually make five different lenses. They all store in the handle.
Oh, that is sweet. I was talking about this yesterday, and you have absolutely filled a void here at the show, and I'm going to tell you why. I have a case. I won't run my phone without a case. But all these, let's just call them add-on lenses, you have to have the phone out of the case. And then you have to snap them on. They look kind of weird. But this, you've built a case where I can hook the lens to. So I can keep my phone in the case and then still hook up a great optical lens.
That's correct. These lenses actually out-resolve what the phone is capable of recording. And so because of that, we felt it would be best to make a case not only for protection, but for versatility.
Yep.
But the most critical part of the case is the alignment of the lenses.
Yep.
So that they are centered and the distance is proper. They vary from phone to phone, even from this is an iPhone 5.
Right.
The 5S, the depth of the lens mount changes. So everything is very critical in terms of alignment. It's within less than a half a millimeter.
That's incredible.
This is a case that we've introduced for the iPhone 6. This is a prototype, but we're in production now, and we'll have those in less than 30 days.
Will you have a 6 Plus as well?
That's correct, at the same time. They just wouldn't let me bring both of them out of the booth at the same time.
It's okay. So, you know, what the reason I'm really getting excited about this in a big way is these, let's just face it, a lot of people are shooting video. I've been shooting video on my 6 Plus today. With a couple of add-ons, you can get great audio into the device as well. And this is what a lot of people are using. And you've got, looks to me like, some really nice lenses here. So I feel my credit card already being impacted.
Well, come by our booth. We have a discount code for all the attendees.
So so let's talk a little bit then about the lenses and what makes your lenses special. And I think that's really important because some of the lenses that are out there, they're just kind of thrown together, I'm sure.
Sure. Well, the difference between these lenses is that they were purposely built for the iPhone.
Right.
They also work on the Android S4.
Okay.
But we designed these, from the ground up so that we'd have the maximum quality possible. And we actually over-engineered them so that they'll be compatible with future phones. If resolution increases,
right,
we won't have any problems there. They'll easily handle a 12-megapixel phone if one existed.
Yep.
So the versatility of the lenses, of course, is overcoming the limitation of the built-in lens into the phone.
Right.
What makes these different from the other ones, beyond the case and the way we align them, is the actual optical performance itself. Our wide-angle lens, for example, which is the most difficult to build properly, has zero distortion, and it's sharp edge to edge. So as long as the phone is held level, you'll get extremely nice performance.
Can you show me how one of these snaps on or how it hooks up?
It's a bayonet system, so it's going to work just like a camera lens would. And so if you take the lens and just a quarter turn, and they're mounted, and they're very secure.
So if you saw that, folks, and I want to get the camera lens up here. It's just like putting a lens on a camera.
And you can tell it's very secure. You could actually pick it up by the lens and not be concerned about dropping or anything coming apart.
Can we turn the camera on and actually see the...
Yeah, let me do that for you here, because it's...
It's probably got a safety lock.
I got a secret code on it.
That's right. Oh, man.
And to make it easier, we can use our handle here, too. The top part of it comes off and makes a quarter 20 tripod mount. And you can make the handle as long as you want,
depending on
how many lenses you have in your kit. And here you go. And if you look at vertical lines, you'll find that they're very straight. There's no barrel distortion.
Wow.
We do make lenses that have purposely built distortion, but the wide angle, of course, doesn't have that at all.
So where do you think this is really going? You know, my camera's sitting over there. It's a JVC. It's got a CMOS sensor in it. It's about 5 years old. And I was just talking about, okay, do I go to an XLR next year or do I, you know, start shooting with this? And it kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I really want to do that. But a lot of people are doing some professional stuff with these phones, aren't they?
Absolutely. In fact, we have some footage of a Bentley commercial that was shot entirely on the iPhone using our lenses.
Wow.
So that might kind of put it in perspective.
Yeah.
There are movies that have had our lenses used, edited scenes in as well. Not the entire movie for feature-length films, but certainly scenes are edited in using our lenses. One of the professional features is that we designed our super-wide lens around a software program called Artemis, which is an electronic director's viewfinder software. What that means is a director of photography can go out and scout a scene.
He can figure out what...
Oh. Right, that lens allows them to use any combination of lens or camera or format, and they see exactly what they're going to get in their scene. So they know the time of day, they know the exact GPS location of where they're at, so they can bring their crew out and save a lot of time.
I bet. So from a price point, where are we at from a... Do you have an entire kit, or do I buy the lens, or how does that work?
Well, we offer everything a la carte. We do have some kits available as well, but it's difficult to pinpoint what lenses anyone's going to want.
Right.
But the lenses themselves retail from $39 to $99.
Beautiful.
Much less expensive than the larger ones we make for the bigger cameras.
That's right, where that number can probably add a zero or more. On
absolutely, or two, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, and you know, I think this, I am so happy you guys are here because I was really, I was complaining to somebody I was with. I'm like, why don't they incorporate the lens in the case? And because I don't want to take... You know, this is an expensive piece of hardware now.
Sure.
So, and now you've got it so you can mount it to either a monopod or anything, really. You can
Absolutely.
Put it on.
Well, if you notice, too, our new case, which is we developed in conjunction with Element Case from California, already has a built-in quarter 20 socket on both sides.
Right.
So you can mount lights, you can mount external microphones.
Yep.
You can really set it up for with a professional system to do a lot of different things that you would normally not expect to be able to do with a phone.
Bravo. This is a great product.
Thank you. And
for those of you that, are really, using your phones to shoot a lot of video or pictures, this is the way to go. Don, thank you for coming out.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. So everyone, please, 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 you're going to want to check them out. At iProLens.com is the place to go to get these, right?
That's correct.
And break out your credit card. This is the first product of the show that I think I've seen where, did Don leave with my credit card? I need my credit card back. So, Don, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And,